I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Back to the Tommy John Show. I'm your host, Tommy Johns. It's January 12, 2021, and I'm here with Danny Boy. What's up, Dan?
Out here doing life, doing it right, doing it every day.
Yeah.
Every day I get up, I decide to do life, and I show
it
every time.
That's brave. No? That is brave, yeah. Danny Boy. Mm-hmm. What you been up to, man? Just
learning about declassified CIA files in which you can use sound to transcend consciousness, you know, go out of your body.
Is that real?
100%. It's a CIA. I'm not joking about that.
Oh, wait. I think I saw that. With like a diagram?
Gateway. It's called the Gateway Project, and mm-hmm. the CIA uses – there's like the Monroe Institute. I saw on like TikTok – I was just scrolling, you know, you start like one video and then you get mm-hmm. like you're on woke TikTok and I'm like, oh shit. They're like, has anyone seen this? It's a legitimate CIA. This guy talks about, it's very interesting with like, just he has to explain it. Like even in the thing, he's like, yeah, this is going to be very difficult just to explain in a scientific way. And it's very interesting.
Yeah.
There's these tapes you listen to, and it uses like vibration to hemisync your brain, your left
hemisync?
And right hemisphere. Yeah, it's you. It syncs your left. I don't know it.
I've never heard that.
There is literally a 29-page document from CIA.gov
Damn.
About this project. It's been declassified. It was declassified in 2017, and I went down that rabbit hole. And it's very interesting. Then I started listening to
Alex Jones,
Robert Penrose, who is a mathematician, and he studies consciousness, but he tries to explain it. I don't know exactly what he is. He's a quantum.
A cool guy. Sounds like
quantum something. But
quantum
I started
physicist.
Is probably that... quantum physicist. Let's see. I'll just type his name in. Roger Penrose. But I started watching stuff on him. I don't understand half the shit, you know.
Yeah.
But it's very interesting.
I mean,
Roger Penrose is a English mathematical physicist, mathematician, philosopher of science, and Nobel laureate. He has a Nobel laureate in physics.
Interesting. I bet he gets a lot of pussy. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, nonstop.
Nonstop.
He both does and doesn't get pussy at the same time using the Schrodinger equation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. he's throwing his dinger around, you know.
That's what I'm saying, bro. All
feel?
Day, every day.
Yeah, but TikTok, man.
Penrose, you know what I'm saying?
That Venus. Algorithm on TikTok is just, I mean, it just throws you. I mean, I liked one video of a definitely fake Sasquatch sighting, and now I just get every single Sasquatch video on
real Sasquatch.
But one thing I did notice on TikTok, now you like anime, correct?
Correct. That is a correct statement.
Dan the Weeb likes anime. Now, if you've noticed that anime females tend to have this like kind of shape to them,
mm-hmm.
like very voluptuous yet really thin. Etc.
It's always like giant boobs and there's no waist. It's just like a straight line. It's like, yeah, it's not a person. It doesn't really exist.
I don't want to jump to any conclusions about the algorithm on TikTok, but every once in a while I get shown these videos of these girls who are very into anime and they just look like those anime girls. Like it's shaped. Like, isn't that crazy? Because it's probably so rare that women are shaped like that naturally. I'm going to give these girls the benefit of the doubt and say that they naturally look like that.
They're all natural.
All natural. We love natties. They're a bunch of natties.
They're a bunch of natties. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, but like, what are the odds, right, that a chick who grows up liking anime or likes anime, like, gets that? But it must be like their dream.
We have to figure out the computations if you want to figure out the odds. Okay.
We need we need Robert Penrose.
We need all the variables. This is too hard to calculate, honestly.
Yeah.
We need. We'll have to hit up Roger Penrose, but he's too busy getting his D wet. So
yeah, I mean, I guess there are anime characters, of like all shapes and sizes. But it feels like not so much for the females.
They're usually like tokens. Like they are the fat character. You know, like they mm-hmm. they're never. It's never just a bunch of like normal sized people. It's just either all skinny, muscular. You know, they take their shirt off and you're like, wow. You wouldn't know that they had yeah. full six-pack abs and
they when packs they power the size up, they of their head.
200 pounds of pure muscle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, again, what do you expect? That's people. I mean, there are guys, old guys that are like, yeah, I want to look at what I'm drawing and be fine with drawing a ton of this. So they draw that.
Yeah, man. You know? I mean, I guess if you're into it, you're into it. I'm more into the girls that look like Majin Buu from Dragon Ball Z, but that's just me.
Which one? Which version?
All of them, all except of them. Kid Buu, because that one's problematic.
And he just looks evil.
Yeah, but that's just something I've noticed on TikTok. TikTok's pretty crazy. It's fun. You could just kind of
TikTok honestly
lose
is
hours
just,
of your life.
Yeah, because and you lose hours, but you do gain. Like, there's so much content. And you just scroll and you will find something. There's no doubt in my mind. They've developed an algorithm that every time I go on, I'm like, all right, that's cool. Like, there's something I find that I enjoy every single time. And it's a new person. It's a different – it could be the same person but new content. It's I think TikTok's a pretty crazy invention.
If I may recommend, like, one TikTok account that I really enjoy – is I think it's called the Dungeon Master's Diary or something like that. He's he basically just draws all of his own maps for like Dungeons and Dragons, and he's really talented. He gives like little tutorials and stuff like that. But obviously, you're not into Dungeons and Dragons. Don't look into it. But it's still cool anyway. Like, now I'm just saying to the general public. Like, I know you.
Obviously,
are.
I'm not into Dungeons and Dragons. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
That's the problem. I don't know how to play now. Like, I haven't played in a while that I really don't remember how to play fully. Without, you know, I'd have to get my character sheet and I have to be like, all right, what do I got to do? We do perspective or perception checks.
Yeah, so I am – so my lady's cousin and her boyfriend play. And they want to come and learn – or play with us, but they don't – Dungeon Master, so I think
that's the
up
problem.
To me, so I'm gonna have to learn it.
Dungeon Master. Or we just teach Jacob.
Yeah, teach Jacob.
Get Jacob to learn.
Jacob, does he listen to the podcast?
No, Jacob doesn't listen to the podcast.
He probably doesn't have internet. No, I'm kidding.
He's got internet. I don't know what he's. I gotta actually message him back. He messaged me on Facebook. But catch up with him.
So yeah,
he'll learn all about Dungeons and Dragons just for our entertainment. Hopefully his as well.
Yeah.
See, the problem is he wouldn't want to lose. Like, would design things where we just always lose. He'd be like, man, you die. Well,
yeah,
we went up against
much.
The dragon.
Yeah.
Well, why
yeah.
did you make it so we go up against the dragon? Well, I didn't make it. You could have said, it's a dragon. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Too powerful.
It's tough, man. It's tough. But, that's Dungeons and Dragons,
you're gonna learn?
I'm learning. I'm learning. So, all right.
Well,
I mean, I'll be more than willing to host some games if I learn enough.
We'd have to. Would we restart character? Would we get new characters?
New characters, 100%.
Yeah. Okay. Because I don't fully. I have my character sheet for Rogar, but again, I'm not. That's a whole narrative that Pat created, and I like the. You know, if I do, I think he'll start again. He's just. Again, going to get his doctorate, so
yeah,
more important things on his plate than making up D&D campaigns for us. And that he put a lot of work into that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, despite
it's really hard.
Like, he would be like, yeah, I spent all this time because he wanted to do it, which is why I understood, like, later, you know, why he was so – you have a certain way you want it to go, and then we come in and we're just like, wah-ha! But you got to expect that.
Yeah.
So it's
you got to be –
decision-making game.
You got to be ready to improvise. But so here's a nice transition. Your name's Dan, right?
It has been for most of my life.
Most of your life. Now, so this is a TikTok I saw. So it was English names that sound really bad when you go to China, right? Because of its the word translation. So we worked at a Chinese restaurant for quite some time, right? And they spoke Chinese, obviously.
They spoke Mandarin, I believe.
Now,
Cantonese?
Probably. I mean, speak Mandarin because that's like the most common language from China.
Well, there's different dialects.
Yeah, but so your name is Dan, and
I know
that apparently, like Dan, like translates in Chinese to testicles.
Does it actually, or are you just completely making this up?
This is what I got from a TikTok. Now, I mean, I don't see why they would.
Why would they lie?
Why would they lie? I haven't really done a lot of research, but it did make me laugh because I was thinking that they just like thought of you like as your name as being just testicles, and they probably, you know how they would laugh a lot in the back, the Chinese chefs. Maybe they were just. Making jokes about your names being testicles.
Yeah, but what were we doing, Lobes McGobes? I mean,
yeah.
But, this one guy had giant earlobes.
Oh, yeah. The best.
He was the nicest guy. He would just slip little egg rolls, but he really didn't talk to us. He would just laugh. Actually, he talked to Will, I think. Will tried to learn, like, at least some, like, of the Chinese. It just did not, because of the tonal, like,
yeah, it's
I
tough.
Couldn't say it even if I tried. I would try and, except when I picked up the phone, I could get there. They would say, "Wei," they go, "Wei." And I did that once, and because I knew it was Ling, and she just started talking in China. And I was like, "Ling."
Yeah.
John always would answer the phone because he'd know the number, and he'd just go, "Wei." And she would just talk. So I just did it. I got her.
But yeah, I mean, we learned a couple of like, phrases here and there, like goodbye and hello and thank you and egg roll.
What was the one that Will learned was like, you have a pair of big hands.
Yeah. I don't remember, but I remember him saying it.
And then Q was like, yeah, that's not it at all.
Yeah. I remember I just like would ask them about, the character that Jet Li played in Fearless.
Oh, Huyenjia.
And I said it, and they would just laugh at me. And they're like,
because you're saying it wrong?
I don't know about that, because it's like a real like urban legend or whatever from China. So like maybe you're like, this white kid doesn't know what the hell. You know, oh, shit, I just gave away that I'm white on the podcast.
And a kid.
They're like, this white kid probably doesn't even know anything about Huyenjia. But those were the days, man. At Hong Kong Sunny's, gone but not forgotten. Yeah.
One of the best jobs, the best people I've worked for. Just the most, like, I never got yelled at. It was just like, Dan, just don't do that again. You know? I'm like, okay, sorry. Or just straight up, yeah, we can't do that. Like, you walk back, like, they want to substitute this for this. Yeah, tell them it's $2 extra or we can't do that.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Like, I never got yelled at.
No,
They never one time raised their voice at me.
They
always just talk.
Maybe like one stern talking to for like a half a second because, whatever happened wrong. But other than that, they were just, they also maybe just thought we were,
No, I don't know. I just thought it was a very good way to manage. Like it made me feel, I was always willing to work. I worked there for like 8 years, just on and off. I kept going back to help. They'd be like, hey, we need a waiter. I'm like, cool. I'll make some extra cash. They You know, I could sit there. There was nothing to do sometimes, and they'd make me food. I'd sit there, and you played Magic. I couldn't for the longest time because they didn't have Wi-Fi. Once I got Wi-Fi, whew, I'd just go there, and, you know, if it was slow, because half the day was slow, and I'd hang out with them. They'd make food. We'd chill. I get to see how half the Chinese food was made. But they would eat the, like, real Chinese food.
Oh, yeah, they would. Like pig's later, feet. And
pig's feet. Well, I don't know if that, you know, whatever, but they would cook more traditional meals, and they'd stew chicken's feet and, like, stew.
A lot of bone marrow, too,
ribs.
I remember.
Oh, yeah. They ate a lot of spare ribs, but with the bone in, because the bone marrow was good for you. And you just pop the whole, be like a little, probably like inch and a half, like little spare rib with like the bone in, and you just pop it in your mouth because they'd been stewing all day and they, you know, it was soft.
And I tell you what, an inch and a half is a length we learned well while we worked
soft inch in your mouth, soft inch and a half in your mouth of meat.
Of meat.
With a little bone.
A little marrow.
We learned that well.
You had to use your tongue a little bit to get the marrow out.
Now it's
a
Jersey Mike's.
It is a Jersey Mike's, so.
But it's in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, what's the deal with that? I mean, Jersey Mike's, I guess, is everywhere. Not everywhere, but a lot of places. On the West Coast, for sure.
For sure, dude.
Yeah, for sure, dude.
Think about it, bro.
My co-host Testicles and I worked at a Chinese restaurant for a long time.
It means fertility, okay?
It means... Nice. Did you say fertility or fertility?
No, I said fertility.
Oh, so it's like you're getting some sweet verts, bro? I don't know. Verticals?
Yeah. You've never had vertal?
When I used to skate, bro, I used to get vertal all the time.
Vertical, bro.
Yeah, bro. Dude.
You ever have vertigo?
No, have you?
Have you seen the movie by that guy?
Alfred Hitchcock? Psycho? Hitchcock? Yeah, I've seen it. I mean, I know him. I haven't seen Vertigo.
You haven't seen Vertigo?
I think I've only seen Psycho by him.
You never seen The Birds?
I've seen clips of The Birds, but never the whole thing. Just the feathers, you know what I'm saying?
I've seen a lot of Hitchcock, actually. My dad liked Hitchcock, so we would watch a decent amount of Hitchcock movies.
I like to hitch my cock into the next topic. So you still play Wizards Unite, Dan?
I still play Wizards Unite. Not that much now, but...
How is it doing as a game, as a culture, as a community?
It is, I'd say it's not that strong compared to a lot of other community, but there is a community. It's there. It's, I still follow it, and there's still a decent size for this, you know, for a game, but I don't know. Like they developed a new feature that I enjoy, but I've already, like, you can only play it. You can either spend money to play it, like cause it's a dark, inedible dark market. It pretty much brings an adversary, like adversary strings, where you face three adversaries in like succession. They get harder as you go, it's cool. And you get more of these restricted books that you need to unlock your character to make him stronger. So there is a lot more to the game now, and I think it's good, but that's only for, you have to get past level 50, or actually you have to, in order to get to these unlockable things, you have to have maxed out one of your characters. Ooh. So a lot of like the players, the casuals can't even do half the stuff. So there is probably people that are upset about that, but for a lot of the players, because the people that stuck with it are the people that play it a lot. It's good for them. I enjoy it, but I don't really play as much as I used to.
So the reason I ask is, I guess one of the other AR games that are relatively new, AR like world GPS kind of based games, was Minecraft Earth.
And you played that.
Yeah, which I guess came out in early access maybe like a year and a half ago, like last fall. And it's fun. I liked it. I mean, I would fall in and out. I mean, I never, you know, got too serious into it, but I know a lot of people did. But they just announced that they're just shutting it down.
Shutting it down, really?
Shutting it down. I mean, I'm guessing that Mojang, the company that makes Minecraft, is owned by Microsoft. I think they have like a there's a thing coming out for regular Minecraft that uses the new like graphics cards that are coming out that like makes it look like pristine. And I have a feeling that they're pulling all their resources and people to kind of work on that. But it's a real shame they're not even like going to keep it running, which is interesting because like I felt like
so
at least
literally
had...
just shutting it completely down.
Yeah,
like you won't be able to access the app anymore.
As far as I can tell from their tweets, that's what it looks like.
That sucks.
Yeah. So, but like I guess anything that you purchased in game. Like skins and stuff, will carry over to your regular Minecraft account. So I guess it's like, you know, it's not like screwing over a lot of people, but a lot of people like had fun and played a lot. And it just
it's
makes
screwing
me...
over people that invested time into the game.
Yeah, exactly. And
like, I mean, it's a game that because of the nature of the games, you have experience attached. I mean, you have experience attached to any other game, but you actually have physical, like you're walking around. You can't, if you're playing Fortnite at your house, you're not having an experience other than what's happening in the game. In these games, you could be like, oh, remember when I found this at that park with the weird penis-shaped swimming pool? Like, there's things that you can actually associate. So,
did like, I tell you about that?
Yeah, you told me about that many times, and you went back many times, weirdly.
Yeah,
but
well,
like with Wizards Unite, I have, and even Pokemon Go, I have memories associated with like literal memories. Mm-hmm. Like for instance, with Pokemon Go, when I used to take the gyms from the police officer who used to play it, who was on like the night shift. You can't do that. I mean, you can have, again, not saying you can't have memories with other games, but and shutting that down, it kind of stinks. It's just like you'll just forget about it. It will no longer be Minecraft Earth.
Yeah, so I mean
it had so much like I was like, oh, Minecraft Earth is going to be the next, like I thought that was going to be better than Wizards Unite.
It was really cool and a lot of fun, but I mean maybe it was a little bit too similar to Minecraft in the way that people were just like, well, and I guess like
I
the pandemic
well
didn't really
right?
help, because I think it was probably more exciting to go out and play Minecraft Earth, where like Pokemon Go, like if you're kind of like sitting in the house and you have like a thing going.
Well, they changed Pokemon Go so that you could just go to gyms. Yeah, they changed it back now, but they actually with Wizards Unite, the being like COVID helped them because they released these things that made the game actually fun and you could do it from home, like. It actually worked to their benefit, and I think they get. But I mean, they just fuck other things up. That's why. See, they're gonna get sold. They're rumored to be sold. So my fear is they get sold and then they get dumped, or they just are like a money. You know, it turns to money grabbing. Even though the game is pay to play now.
Yeah.
So which I'm not a huge, like everything in the game. You could max out your character. You could speed up your, you know, XP. You could constantly have everything, all the advantages, if you just pay money.
Yeah, I mean that's tough. Because
I understand it's a business, but
mm-hmm.
it just sucks when you invest a lot of time and you can't, unless you invest money, you can't. There's nothing. I guess that's the real world. I mean.
Yeah, but you know, there's life. A lot of successful games where it's they find other ways. I mean, I guess if you look at something like Fortnite, which is I guess free to play. They make their money on like cosmetics, like
cool cosmetics. So mm-hmm. My brother, he bought every single cosmetic because he had the soccer cosmetics. He had he was buying, and they're fun. You know, it's like you could put a little hamster on your back. You can like it's That's the only fun thing.
Even on Among Us on the phone, like, I see you can buy cosmetics and, like...
Yeah, and they made tons of money off that.
Yeah. So, like, you know, I think maybe that is the way to go if you're going free-to-play. But who knows? I mean, Pokemon Go.
Also, what was it? Fall Guys? They made a ton of money on
that. Oh, yeah. Oh, like, yeah. Fall Guys. That was crazy.
And they... Not only did they make a ton of money, they also made... like marketing, because people wanted a skin, so like it was free marketing for them to people. That game got real big for a little while. I never played it. I have not played it once. Did you end up playing it?
Fall Guys? Yeah. No, I mean, obviously, it got so big so quick, and then they kind of disappeared because Among Us. That was when Among Us really exploded.
I know. It was crazy. It was like Among Us just started to get big. And then I only knew about Among Us from memes. I was like, what the fuck is this? It was just like me. And then, you know, I learned about it from,
like, now you can just play for hours at a time Among Us.
I haven't played in a long time.
We started playing a couple games with, like, Becca, Ben, and a couple of the guys that play Magic with Ben. That we've met at, like, you know, like Gary. I don't know if you remember meeting him at
at the
GP.
Yeah, he was a guy who brought the drink.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He gave you a drink, or you gave him a drink? I don't remember. He gave Ben a drink.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
He brought Ben an energy drink?
Yeah. I brought it for Ben.
But
do
remember he is a person who was at a thing that we were at and we met.
And then we played with my lady's friends the other night. It was fun, man. I mean, especially like when it's like a bunch of people kind of at the same skill level of the game, but
when you're not getting called out by a little kid who knows way too much about the game.
Oh yeah, like
I just saw him on cams. What's cams? You don't know. He did this thing. There's funny, you know. It's funny now knowing the memes, like there'll be people that like play dumb to be like, hey, how do you go into the vents like yellow? Like, you know, they just say that as like they act like they don't know what they're doing, but they're incriminating other people.
There's
a lot of strats to the game. You said LSV had a whole strategy thing to it.
Wrote like a huge article on it. It was crazy. But, you know, he's that kind of guy. But who knows? I mean, I just saw that happening to Minecraft Earth, and I was wondering. I wonder what the future of, like, Harry Potter, Wizards Unite was.
Yeah, see, the thing is, they are – Niantic's doing very well. Like, Niantic, because of Pokemon Go, still generates so much income. Like, Pokemon Go has just been getting better, and they still generate just as much – I mean, I don't know about now, but they were generating just as much money from Pokemon Go as they were when it first started.
Yeah.
And with Pokemon Go, again, it was so new and so different that it got so many people on it. And then they had Pokemon Go. So once they started incorporating new things and other people started playing, you know, they were bringing people back. Like, they were getting users that had logged off back on. And Wizards Unite just was too complex from the get-go. Like, it wasn't user-friendly enough. It was like, this is really boring, and I don't understand, and you lost. I just saw so many people that I pushed it to just be like, yeah, I'm sorry, I don't like it. I'm not having fun. And I'm like, yeah, that's fine. I get it. It's just the persistence with Wizards Unite made it fun. Also, I had someone to play with. Like, Pat was very good at it. And it was a game that he understood way better than, like, he took the time, and he got way better than I will ever be. He still is, right? He is free to play, and he is at, like, the top. There's other players, but he's very good.
He's going optimal, as they say. It's like not going infinite, but, like, you know, optimizing the gameplay.
He would be if I could. So in the game, now we've unlocked – you have to get past level 50. You can unlock a skill tree that allows you to get gold, which is the money, the currency in the game that you can actually like you actually have to pay money for. But
yeah,
and he can get so many more gold gifts, but you get 100 gold per gift, and you can only send them. So he sends me them, but you get them from catching things and like unlocking levels from putting in images. But he has so many images saved up because he's just been grinding nonstop. He's just a very consistent every day he plays. He does whatever the max, like he does 100 of the battles. He does whatever the max is, he does every day. I haven't done that. So he has all these gold gifts and I get a good return because he sends them to me and I only send them when I have them. But that's why I told him, I was like, just send them to people who can give you, because you can just go online and be like, I have gold gifts. Other people will have gold gifts and you just straight up trade them. Kind of like you guys did the turnip thing. There's gold things on here and you can literally max out your character with gold. So he's slowly getting his energy maxed out and then you get your potion capacity. And then, I mean, they're supposed to still bring like player versus player or some sort of leaderboard to the game. That was announced like last year. Mm-hmm. So once that, like, if it ever gets popular, his character will be like, it'd be like having a World of Warcraft character maxed out and then they drop PvP and you're just way better than everyone. Like he'll be at the top as far as you can, his like capacity and everything. So it'll be interesting to see if the game ever, you know, transforms into something competitive.
Yeah, well, it sounds like Pat is the Gary V of Harry Potter Unite to me, man. He's grinding Gary nonstop.
Yeah, if anything happens, he deserves. I think he would legitimately like contend on leaderboards. But it would be cool to see and like watch. But one day, again, the it could just get sold and then just be crap. Because it could be bought by Blizzard. Blizzard is one of the companies that there's EA, and they don't want it to get bought by EA.
Everyone's like, well, because they're the microtransaction kings.
Yeah, they were like, it would be just ruined. They would take away the gold thing because I'm just waiting for that anyway. It prompts you to play the game more, so I guess they make money on it. But I don't put any – like I would put money in – when there was like a deal, you know, a cheap bundle, because they would do events and stuff if it made sense. But now I'm like, I'm not ever putting money into the game. I'll just save up over time. I don't play enough. I'll eventually get there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, well, I guess we'll see what happens with it. But, you know.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm off on a long Wizards Unite tangent.
Nah, man. I mean, this is it, man. It's free form. This is podcasting. This is what we do.
This is podcast, baby.
Now this is podcasting. Actually, that's something I just found out today that I am eligible for phase 1B in the good state of New Jersey for the vaccination. So I registered. They haven't opened it up yet. They're still doing like the medical workers in phase 1A, as it were. But apparently I'm going to be able to get it because I'm a podcast host. It was like teachers, law enforcement, firemen, podcast hosts. And then,
and because I'm only a co-host, I actually can't get it. Also because I'm a lizard person.
Mm-hmm, you got bumped to phase 2F, unfortunately, but you know, if you just kind of stay inside and wash your hands, I think you'll be fine. But yeah, man, I'm getting that vaccine as soon as I can. I'll let you guys know. I mean, maybe I'll be able to do the podcast in English and Mandarin after I get the vaccine. I mean, I'm hearing some crazy things.
That would be interesting. I'd love to maybe do some studies on that after.
Yeah. Are you trying to pick me up?
I mean, yeah, maybe. We'll see.
It's like the skeevy scientist in every movie. It's like, oh, like some girl. It's like, oh, well. Yeah, it's almost like Jeff Goldblum's character in Jurassic Park. So, oh, you never heard of chaos theory? You know, shit like that. But sure, yeah, you can fuck
Life
me.
Finds a way. Yeah. I'm going to be real mysterious, but confident.
So yeah, last weekend, first round of the NFL playoffs. Have any initial thoughts? Initial thoughts there, Danny?
Did I have any initial thoughts?
Do you have any initial thoughts, like with the results of the weekend?
No, it's exactly how I thought it'd go.
Yeah.
Especially the Browns game. Yeah, I thought the Browns game would go exactly that way.
You thought it was going to go that aggro right out of the gates?
No, I knew it would be 28-0 after the first quarter.
Yeah.
I had called that. It's, you know, part of my consciousness. I go, you know, consciousness has no mass, so it doesn't experience time. So I just saw through that and, you know, here we are.
Yeah.
No, it was actually insane. It was I didn't expect a lot of those games. I honestly thought Tennessee was going to, like, how the game started, I was like, oh shit, Tennessee's going to run all over, or not run over because they were passing more, but like win. I thought they scored really quick and then did nothing for the rest of the game.
Yeah. Yeah. And, I mean, and the Ravens are so good though. Lamar Jackson is great.
Yeah. Lamar Jackson is great. I just love watching him because you don't know if he's just going to be like, oh, I'm a running back now. And I'm a very fast running back. Like,
yeah.
He's so quick and it's so fun to watch him at quarterback.
We'll see how they do in the Buffalo cold against that defense.
With the Buffalo game.
Buffalo? Yeah, I think that was about as close as I thought it'd be, because I think Indianapolis was a lot tougher than people gave them credit for. That defense is good. And that that running game's really good. I mean, Phil Rivers is a little washed up, but, you know.
Yeah, but Taylor, both of them. Actually, Hines ran for – he had like 70 yards on like 6 rushes or something.
Yeah, it was crazy. He broke away every single time.
Yeah, he was good, but they have a strong – I think they'll still be good next year. I mean, who knows who's going to be at quarterback.
Carson Wentz.
That's what they're saying.
I don't know. We'll see. They'd sign him for another single-year contract, or he can decide to retire. I mean, it's kind of basically at that point. I think if he does not play for the Colts next year, he's probably not going to play. He could go somewhere else, but he wants to go somewhere where he has a chance to win.
To win, yeah.
I don't
know. What about Tommy Brady?
I mean, he's got a lot of weapons. I mean, that team's scary.
Yeah. Think he could do that? You think he would? I would say he'd retire if he wins in Tampa Bay. The first, he would set history. Actually, I don't know. Tom Brady. He's just I'm going to do everything.
I've learned not to bet against Tom Brady, so I'm staying away from it. But, I mean, we'll see how they do against the Saints.
Fucking smart.
And then who's going to Green Bay? Who the hell's going to – not the Saints nor the – who the hell?
It's the L.A. Rams.
The Rams, who don't really have a quarterback but have a really good defense.
I know, but apparently they have a good defense.
They have a great defense.
The Seahawks look silly.
It's the best defense in the league. I mean, when you got someone like Aaron Donald on the team, I mean, he's like probably the closest thing these days you get to like a Reggie White, in my opinion. What do you think about the Steelers? Is Ben done? Is Big Ben?
No. I think maybe he's got one more year, because honestly,
he doesn't want to go out like that.
They were great. They were great. And then they just stopped being great. But that could be just because of their schedule. You know, they weren't really playing anybody, and then they started playing people, and it was just like, oh shit, they should have just left their second string in against the Browns to start. Brought Benny in.
So I got a question for you. So did you watch any of that Saints Bears game?
No, that was like the one game I did not watch.
So it was relatively close for most of the game, I guess, until like the second half, but like the Bears offense couldn't get anything going. At what point do you put Nick Foles in? You know, he's proven himself in the playoffs.
When the game starts.
Well, yeah.
But that's just because I like Nick Foles, just because, I don't know.
I think after that first half.
I'm not an Eagles fan, but
yeah,
I like
Nick Foles. I mean, he didn't do great on the Bears when they started him this year, but
he did great one time. He did one game when he started that the in the second half. He threw like three touchdowns real quick, and they're like, "Oh, he had a crazy comeback win."
He should have just. They should have just done that in that Saints game. I mean, I don't know. It's tough to say. I mean, I'm not a Bears fan by any stretch of the imagination because I'm a Packers fan, but I think I would have rather had the Bears come to Green Bay and play than the Rams. But we'll see how this upcoming weekend goes.
I personally think Aaron Rodgers runs all over him. But you said they're not good after byes.
I'm historically not great after the bye. So we'll see. I mean, you know, there's always like those stats that they put up in football games where it's like, you know, every single third down in the second quarter at 10 minutes, this team does this. And it's like, and then they just do the opposite there. So we'll see.
Have you ever watched, and I don't know if this is just confirmation bias or you're ever watching the football and an announcer is like talking about a player and like it's happened a lot. And again, there's not that many players, so there's not going to be that many. Just bound to happen. But when they're like talking about, oh, this player's just, and then they get the pat, like, or they'll be like, he hasn't thrown an interception all night, and the next fucking play is an interception. Like,
yeah,
Or they'll be talking about how he hasn't thrown an interception like six games, and if he does it one more game, they break a and then they throw like an interception. Or this year especially, I noticed it all the time.
Oh yeah, I hate when they start.
As soon as they said it, I'm like, fuck, well, there it goes.
Mm-hmm. And it's, I mean, for me, it's usually when I'm watching the Packers, I'm like, all right, well, I guess this like 27 touchdown streak is going to get broken by this interception in two plays because they're talking about it. And then it usually happens. But
like Devontae Adams has not scored under four touchdowns in a game. Yeah. And then he doesn't catch one catch. And that's when I put him in DraftKings. I'm like, cool, I need Devontae Adams. And she's like, well, yeah. This has been a quiet night for Devontae. You know, it's very surprising. And then Lazard goes for like four touchdowns. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You know.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's such like any given Sunday or whatever. But I'm interested. Who's your pick for the Super Bowl of the teams we have left?
Tampa Bay is one of them.
Tampa Bay.
I wholeheartedly have bought into the narrative that Tom Brady is – a god, and I don't know. I think he'll be there.
Okay, and from the AFC?
I don't know.
Chiefs, Buffalo.
Chiefs.
Ravens.
I think.
Cleveland.
Oh, I'll be honest. I want Cleveland.
Cleveland's playing Kansas City.
I don't care. I don't care who they play. Listen, I think that it would be a good game, and I think that Patrick Mahomes can – I think Patrick Mahomes is a player that can lose to the Browns, and, like, he'll be fine. I think it's – he just won, and he can lose with dignity. The Browns – I just want the Browns to go to the
Super Bowl. I mean, that city needs that, you know?
I people need that. They have been just – it's the Browns. It would be – and then to beat Tom Brady – I think that would be the icing on the cake if they get there. And I also just like Baker Mayfield's stupid commercials.
I do miss the jokes where it was like Baker, like when they were not good, they were like, he's got more commercials and wins or whatever. You know, I mean, obviously it's a different story this year, but
it stinks to Odell. Like they are still getting there with what they have. And their coaches are out. They have been plagued by it's like they're something's trying to get them to lose, but they're like, nah, we're the Browns, we're gonna do this. Yeah. They haven't done this.
They have the tools, man. I mean I am not on the Brady train like you. I think I would love for the Saints to destroy Tom Brady this upcoming weekend. I think obviously it's interesting because you look at the AFC, it's all young quarterbacks. It's Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, and Baker Mayfield. Those are the four options. And then in the NFC, it's Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, Tom Brady, and Trevor Wolford or whatever his name is on
No, he's not even. What do you mean? It's Goff. Goff had to go in that game.
Yeah, he did, but I believe the other guy might come back.
How the heck did? I thought Goff was. I was like, how is Goff out there? I guess he was activated, because don't you have to have? If they're not activated, you can't just play a player that's not activated.
He was active. But he was as a backup.
Decide, okay. That's because, like, I was like, how the fuck is he out there?
I mean, it only happened because the guy went to the hospital.
Yeah, no, I know, yeah.
But, you know, it's crazy. Obviously I'm pulling for Rodgers. I do think Drew Brees could use another Super Bowl win to kind of solidify his legacy. I mean, he's a all-time great. There's no doubt about it, but you know, I wouldn't hate for Drew Brees to win.
Okay, I will say that because I think it would be nice for him to retire this year. Is he retiring this year?
Most likely.
Then he could retire, and Tom Brady won't if he doesn't win, and then he'll keep playing. But see, I just have bought into the narrative that, you know, no, Tom Brady hasn't won. The one thing he doesn't have is a Super Bowl the one thing no one has is a Super Bowl in the city of it being hosted, like the team that's hosting it. And this is the chance.
True.
So I mean, as far as marketability, you know, I'm a conspiracy guy now.
the Buccaneers worry me because of Heineke lit them up almost. That was probably too close of a game for the Washington football team against. Right? So
he was good.
I was rooting for him hard. I mean, he was playing for basically millions of dollars for a real contract, I think he earned it. But you know, I'm pulling for the Packers. Nice to get that second Aaron Rodgers Super Bowl. He's gonna go down in greatness anyway. Just like Drew Brees,
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, 100. And because this year he looked so good.
I mean, he's an MVP, man.
He was confident. He was just throwing passes, and he made it look easy. Line did him a beautiful honor because they made it look like he was just like every game. Not every game. You know, there were games where some of the plays were just like, he's got time. He's not worried. Boom. Devontae Adams, touchdown.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tight end.
It just like flipped it out there.
He spreads the ball around. He just throws great passes.
But if it's not the Packers, I really do. I would take the Browns, but I'm definitely pulling for Buffalo. I mean, I love Josh Allen. Yeah. I love that team.
Again, the teams that I love the Bills. So I would be for the Bills.
Josh Allen's really fun to play. He's a huge human being, and he the amount of accuracy he's gained in like 2 years is insane.
He also has when all of his team is active, I think John Brown is freaking great as a deep option. You have Cole Beasley, who is athletic and freaking will. That man, I have watched this year. He catches the craziest catches. Mm-hmm. He's like Wes Welker. He's a little Wes Welker. When I was watching him on the Cowboys, I was like, this guy's good.
He's so good.
Real quick cuts.
Good
his
slot
routes are
option.
Great. Yeah, he is. I mean, I've been watching him, and he catches the ball. Like, he makes these ridiculous catches where I'm like, I don't know how he held on to that ball.
I mean, you mentioned John Brown, but they have Diggs, like arguably the best in the league.
The only issue is they just have no run game. I think the best run game is Josh Allen. Yeah. That is your run game. Singletary is okay for
Zach Moss
here. Mm-hmm. Zach Moss also can get through like on third and one. He's not a bad – and he's also a decent pass-catching option.
Yeah. So, they're threatening, and their defense can show up. So.
Yeah, that's the biggest issue. They kind of just let teams come back.
Yeah.
It's like they could be up 30, and it's like, well, there's a chance they could come back. Similar to the Browns. I mean, the Browns were up, and you're like, holy shit, Pittsburgh's going to win. How the hell is this?
But
that's just – some teams don't have a defense.
Ain't that America? Isn't that football, man? So those are some early predictions from us after the first week of the playoffs. I mean, I also did like the three games each this year with the seven teams going in. I like that as opposed to previous years.
Three games each, 17.
So instead of two byes, there's one bye.
Well, yeah, and I agree. And I like how it was set up. So because at the liquor store, I got to watch Saturday and Sunday, and it was like football at all times.
Yeah, this was like two long
days. One
game
got over, you waited like an hour maybe, and then cool, got another. And then you leave work, and you're like, I got a game to go watch now.
And yeah, it was awesome. But one last thing I want to get to before we get to the rec room is did you read the news about Army Hammer?
No, what happened?
So you know who Army Hammer is?
Yeah, he's he played the Social Network twin. He also was the Lone Ranger. Was he the Lone Ranger?
Yeah, he was the Lone Ranger, and he was Call Me by Your Name.
Yeah.
Et cetera. So there's these leaked like Instagram DMs of him and like these girls that he's had relationships with. And it's like, you know, some dirty talk, some, you know, sexting as it were. This guy, yeah. He is in the blood. Like
he's in the blood.
He's like, I want to drink your blood. Kind of in the blood, like a vampire.
Okay.
I'm trying to find the quote right now, but
is it real? Are they actually like, or have these been validated?
They are validated as far as the news says.
As far as Wikipedia says.
Yeah. But he, I mean, the girls will kind of go along with it. Obviously, I think they have some kind of connection. I believe he might have been, these have been things that he was, you know, talking to while he was married. So, I mean, that was not great. Look, I mean, wanting
the
to drink
blood
bloods,
is okay, but come blood. On, man.
I mean, one of the messages he goes, "Oh, I'm 100% a cannibal," and the girls like kind of go along with it. And he says, "I need to drink your blood." And then there was one that he said that I want to reach into your chest, rip out your heart, and then make it beat with my hands.
Oh, okay.
Which
like Kalima.
Yeah, kind of like Temple of Doom.
Temple of Doom.
So
Hanuman Shivai.
I mean, my question is, do you think that is when this kink, this fetish started? Maybe he was watching a little Indiana Jones.
Maybe something happened. Maybe we should talk to him about his childhood. See what happened there.
Me and you? Should we have him on the show?
We should probably get him on the show just to, you know, clear the whole thing up just to make sure. Because also recently I just actually yesterday I found out I had been streaming on MeetMe the past week and I made like 30,000 diamonds and I got hacked and someone took them all.
Oh, did that's not good.
And was sending messages to people. So there could just be, you could just get hacked. And so this could literally just be someone who hacked his account and was just sending shit.
True.
I don't know the legitimacy of it, but
it seems like, but these are from like a long time ago. And it's like, they're only surfacing now, not like a long time ago, like a year or two ago. I mean, I don't want to say that that's not a possibility.
Someone could have hacked his account, sent these pictures, deleted, like took a bunch of pictures of them, waited till he got popular and just had them and be like, see, he sent me these. And he'd be like, I don't even know I sent those. You hacked my account, sent these.
True.
Never went back on the account because I should have known because this whole week I've had to change all of my shit. My Venmo said someone tried to log into my Venmo. Now I can't get money from my Venmo. My Steam got hacked and they changed the email. Somehow they changed my reset email. So they must have had access to my email. So I had to reset all my emails. Dude, it's fun.
That's not
fun. Yeah, so but now and then I forgot my one password. So I had to reset it like another time.
So what you're telling me is, you know, if there are tweets coming out about you drinking blood and stuff, it's that was all. That
true.
Was
no,
all.
That's true. That oh, is that's true. True. But if anything other than that.
Oh, okay.
Not
true. Yeah,
anything.
Not true. It's like, oh, you know, it comes out. It's like, oh, I'm a good person.
Nope.
Nope. Not
Don't
true.
Believe it.
Don't believe not it. Me. That's the Russians. Yeah, man. But, you know, how do you feel? So how do you feel about Army Hammer doing this stuff? If it's assuming it's real.
Well, as long as he's not actually murdering anyone and as long as it's not like whatever, I don't care. He can if he's blood gets him hard, cool. As long as two parties are consenting and
true,
he's got money. I don't know if someone's like, hey, give me some of my blood. You want to pull out my heart and keep it beating and put it back in my chest? As long as we're in a safe environment like a hospital and we're under physician's care, go for it. I don't care. Do what you got to do, Army Hammer. Stay hard, bro. Stay hard.
Hard as a hammer, man. Yeah, man. I think more power to him. Honestly, I think we need more people like that. And we shouldn't kink shame for anything blood related. I mean, except incest. That's blood related. But you know what I mean. I think we should kink shame that for sure.
That was good. I'll give you that. That was a good joke.
No, it just came to me. There's probably a joke there too. But I think it's going to bring us to the rec room, man. What do you got to recommend this week?
Oh, well, you know how I said I went down the little bit of a rabbit hole. Okay. So there was these – also I got on TikTok, and there were these books that were written in the 1890s by a guy named Ingersoll Lockwood.
Yeah.
There's three books. The last book is the one I read. It's called 1900 or The Last President. And the two other books are called The Adventures and Travels of Baron Trump. And I finished that book.
Okay.
Yeah, it's crazy. So The Last President, it's about this president who's the president of the South, the president of the common people. And pretty much the president takes over. They never thought he'd get elected. And he kind of – they march on D.C. And they – while he's in power, he – you know, he makes some currency. The name Pence is in it. Also, he's a governor from Colorado.
Okay.
And, this was written in 1890. And in the end, they storm. They don't storm. They go to the Capitol building and blow it up.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting.
Yeah,
I saw some stuff on it's
that.
A confirmation bias as far as things in the real world. Like, you're like, whoa. But the guy, it's very interesting. The book goes into a lot of detail about it's a fictional story, but it's a satire. It chastises the rise of socialism and populism, inferring their fictional rise here as disastrous and leading to chaos. It's an interesting read. I want to read the other two, the time travel ones with Baron Trump.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing was about maybe that, like, he's a time traveler or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I don't believe that. More logically, he read the book and was just like, oh, I can name my kid Baron Trump and freak people out.
Maybe. Yeah, no, it's crazy shit, man.
Yeah, but it's not a bad book. It's actually a pretty good read. It's short. It's really short. It's only like, I used Audible, and it was only like 2 hours. A 2 hour listen.
Yeah, I mean, Audible's something else. What speaking of crazy shit, what I'm recommending is a kind of like, you know, documentary-ish thing on I guess it's kind of a documentary series on Netflix, History of Swear Words.
With Nicolas Cage?
Yeah, with Nicolas Cage and a bunch of comedians. And it's like maybe 6 episodes long, about a half hour each. We blew through all of them in one night. And I don't know, it's fun. And you do learn some interesting things about like the origins of the words because they actually have some...
Aren't a lot of them Anglo-Saxon? I feel like a lot of swear words.
They come from Anglo-Saxon things and I guess like some Latin and stuff like that. But, you know, a lot of them start there. And I mean, other than like pussy and dick and stuff like that. But no, I would watch it. And, you know, it's always fun to see some Nick Cage action. And Jim Jefferies is one of the guys I interview. And anytime he just talks, I mean, his Australian accent just makes me laugh. I don't know why. It just does.
Jim Jefferies?
Yeah. No, not, wasn't that a coach at our high school?
No, is it Jim Jefferies? No, it's
Sam.
Sam, yeah.
Yeah, Sam. Sam. But yeah, man, that's my recommendation, but, I think it's going to do it for this week.
All right.
This will be releasing probably tonight, and people will be listening tomorrow on my birthday. And
but what are you doing?
I'm going to Maddie Boys if you want to come. But
yeah, I got nothing. Actually, right. I just got to walk the dog.
Yeah, we're going to record a potty waddy.
A little potty waddy doodle day?
Yeah, but
oh, okay.
Cool.
All right. Yeah. Okay. I'll leave you with this thought. Do you ever just think that the only reason you're here is because someone had to keep having babies and babies and babies? Like, just keep thinking back. There's a lot of time, like where you came from. You know what I mean?
It's true. It's true. And
yeah,
I'm just
to try and like, I know it's not a very profound thought because it's obvious. But have you ever just think about like? Just keep trying to go back. It hurts your brain.
It sure does.
A lot of things hurt my brain, though. So, yeah. Just thought we should end with that.
It's fucking awesome. That's just how I want to end it. Find Dan, the Rumor Wreck.
Thinking about that. Find him. Think about that.
Twitter.com/TommyJohns, Patreon.com/TommyJohns, and Nookshots.com. But goodbye, folks.
Spill your beans, Tommy. Watch you spill your beans.